And the coach of the Pistons is actually on the line with us right now. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
You gave a video for all time there. We may not have great video of you celebrating a championship, but we definitely have video of you celebrating a draft pick. You definitely know how to celebrate a pick.
Well, hopefully that leads to that. That's the hope,
yes.
Mitch. And,
yes,
and
we'll
you can't do without great players.
Yeah.
Right, yes, yes. You know, to get that pick, to get the right person, the right player to restore, you know, the team back where we need to be. It takes players, and we've got a good start, but, getting this pick and adding to that is going to be exciting.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed in watching you and everybody celebrate, it wasn't just, oh, hey, we're going to get this guy, because I don't even know who that guy is necessarily. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Right.
But it just seemed like, for once, something went right for the franchise, you know, like they won something. Because even when you've had opportunities to make higher draft picks or get a crack at the number one pick, it's tended to work against you. The luck just hasn't been with you. And it just feels like this franchise, after however many years since a winning playoff game and all that, it deserved a break. Was that a little what was going on there?
No question. You know, it started last year when we made some good decisions as far as bringing the young guys in. Those guys worked their behinds off. And we knew going into this year, Mitch, that it wasn't going to be easy. It was going to be a tough year. But also, too, with that came these young players growing up and improving. And then at the same time, having an opportunity to get a top draft pick. And so the building process was going, but it just gave us an air of excitement. They told me last night the number of tickets that were sold in a 10-minute stretch just because of the news of having the number one pick. So many positive things are going for us. A new coach, new coaching staff coming up, and just a whole lot of positive things. I don't know if it's been announced yet or not. Jeremy Grant got selected to the Olympic team. Sadiq Bey and Isaiah Stewart. I wish we had Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, I was gonna say, there's a story.
Yes, Freudian slip. But Isaiah Stewart will be going to work out against those guys and practice with those guys for 2 weeks. And that experience in itself, Mitch, is huge and positive. I remember I had DeMar DeRozan before he made the main Olympic team, worked out with them with the select team. His game took a huge step just coming out of that training camp situation, going against, Jay Kidd and Kobe and all those guys for 2 weeks. So a lot of positive things, and then to cap it off at last night.
So, Coach, you got to tell me, you don't know until the actual pick, that 5-minute commercial break, they don't tell you what's coming up, and you are waiting like the rest of us. You don't know until the actual pick?
We had no clue. I mean, best words that I heard, Mark Tatum, I texted and told him, I heard was the fact that, and the second pick goes to the Houston, it was the music to our ears, and that's the first time we had a clue that we was going to get the first pick. So we were hoping, we was positive, we were very satisfied if we got any of the top, the top four picks, because I think the draft is that deep. And even now, guys, we're going to be, we're going to keep our options open, keep our mind and ears open as far as what's available, who to take and who to pick, and go from there.
You want me to hold off on the Cade Cunningham jersey then? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah. Don't purchase it yet. Just take your time. And
very interesting.
Are you allowed to – I never remember the rules between college and the pros. Are you allowed to speak about Cade Cunningham, like the kind of player he is?
No, we can't. No, we can't. Mitch, and unless you're going to pay my fine, I'll talk about it.
Well, how much is the fine? We'll determine how much this radio show is worth right now.
It's probably
more than we pull in for a week. So I thought we could do that.
Yeah, you might not want to do that, but again, the top four players are the usual guys that you see in all the articles, all the top four guys, and everybody has their rankings and different rankings. So we will get a great player for our franchise and will be a star in the league for a long time once he gets acclimated to
them. Some quick history, Coach. The last time the Pistons had the number one pick back in 1970, a young man out of St. Bonaventure, Bob Lanier, that worked out pretty well. Hopefully that will duplicate itself.
I tell you what, I would take a Bob Lanier, Isaiah Thomas, any of those guys at any time. And you know, that's what we're trying to get back to, is the glory days for our, in the city. Mitch, you asked me a few minutes ago what it means. For me, it means so much to the city of Detroit. You know, we're going through rebuild with the Tigers, rebuild with the Lions. You know, and then they, the Red Wings come up short in the draft. You know, they'll get a good player too, but got what, number six. And so this is a huge shot in the arm for our city and for all the sports fans in Detroit.
Yeah. I also think if you look at, you know, you've got a couple of really good young stars right now who are on their way up. Mm-hmm. You're going to clearly mm-hmm. add somebody to it. You look at a team like the Atlanta Hawks, which are creating so much excitement right now in this year's NBA playoffs. They certainly are like the surprise of the postseason, and they've got a lot of fans following them, and their fans are very rabid. And they're doing the same thing. They've got, you know, a 24-year-old and a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old, and they're kind of coming up together. And so the fact that you have a chance to have, you know, a couple of guys, if it should be a Cade Cunningham, he's 19, I imagine he'd be, you know, be 20 in his first season. You know, in a couple of years, you have a chance to have some guys who have played in the league for a few years but are still really young. And that seems to be the way, well, I should say one of two ways you can win in the league. The other way is to go out and buy the two biggest superstars who were available at that time, like L.A. or Brooklyn. But right, if you can't right. be them, then this kind of growing young kids together seems to be a good alternative.
No question, Mitch. We're doing it the right way. The only, you know, only way possible, like you said, unless you go out and get a LeBron James or Anthony Davis or someone in free agency like that. And we're not in that position yet. I think our cap clears up quite a bit next year as far as to go so-called big game hunting, so to speak. And that's, we're exactly where Atlanta was 2 years ago, 3 years ago to get started. And then they added some veterans in Gallinari, Lou Williams, and Solomon Hill, some other, and Capella, some other vets that were ready to go, and they put them in with the young guys, and now they took off. And again, they've got a lot of offensive weapons. That's the new NBA today. It's an arms race offensively now, and just you got to be able to score. And we've seen that in the last couple of weeks, where you know, if you have a 20-point lead, it's nothing with the 3-point shot that's so powerful in today's game. So we're building the right way. Troy's doing an excellent job of identifying the right people with character, hardworking, serious-minded players that are willing to come in and work, because it's not easy. Just because you draft a young man doesn't mean he's going to come in and be an automatic all-star. It's a year or two of work and dedication to get their body right, their minds right, and ready for the NBA.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a nice turn of luck and on giving us a great video. If people have not seen this, go check out the video of Dwayne Casey jumping out of his chair.
I pulled a hamstring
good.
Too, Mitch. I pulled a hamstring jumping up like that. I hadn't moved like that in a while. I made a pure fool out of myself, but I'll take it. It was well
put
worth
it. Put a nice pack on it. Yeah, rub some dirt on it. And congratulations. Always good to talk to you, Dwayne. Thank you for spending time with us.